"And do you have a lot of friends, Peachy?" said Tea Time. "Got a few, yeah." With a sudden whirl of movement that made the men start, Tea Time spun away, grabbed a chair, swung it up to the table and sat down on it. Three of them had already got their hands on their swords. "I don't have many," he said apologetically. "Don't seem to have the knack. On the other hand, I don't seem to have any enemies at all. Not one. Isn't that nice?" Tea Time had been thinking in the cracking, buzzing firework display that was his head. What he had been thinking about was immortality. He might have been quite insane, but he was no fool. There were in the Assassin's Guild a number of paintings and busts of famous members who had in the past put... No, of course that wasn't right. There were paintings and busts of the famous clients of members with a noticeably modest brass plaque screwed somewhere nearby, bearing some unassuming little comment like, "Departed this Vale of Tears on Groon 3, Year of the Sideways Leech, with the assistance of the Honourable K.W. Dobson, Viper House." Many fine old educational establishments had dignified memorials in some hall, listing the old boys who had laid down their lives for monarch and country. The Guild's was very similar, except for the question of whose life had been laid. Every Guild member wanted to be up there somewhere, because getting up there represented immortality. And the bigger your client, the more incredibly discreet and restrained would be the little brass plaque, so that everyone couldn't help but notice your name. In fact, if you were very, very renowned, they wouldn't even have to write down your name at all. The men around the table watched him. It was always hard to know what Banjo was thinking, or even if he was thinking at all, but the other four were thinking along the lines of, "Bumptious little tit, like all assassins, thinks he knows it all. I could take him down one-handed, no trouble. But you hear stories, those eyes give me the creeps."
"So, what's the job?" said Chicken Wire.
"We don't do jobs," said Tea Time. "We perform services, and the service will earn each of you $10,000.
"That's a lot more than Thieves Guild's rate," said Medium Dave.
"I've never liked the Thieves Guild," said Tea Time, without turning his head.
"Why not? They ask too many questions."
"We don't ask questions," said Chicken Wire quickly.
"We shall suit one another perfectly," said Tea Time. "Do have another drink while we wait for the other members of our little troop." Chicken Wire saw Medium Dave's lips start to frame the opening letters, "Who?" These letters he deemed inauspicious at this time. He kicked Medium Dave's leg under the table. The door opened slightly. A figure came in, but only just. It inserted itself in the gap and sidled along the wall in a manner calculated not to attract attention. Calculated, that is, by someone not good at this sort of calculation. It looked at them over its turned-up collar.
"That's a wizard," said Peachy.
The figure hurried over and dragged up a chair.
"No, I'm not," it hissed. I'm incognito."
"Right, Mr. Gnito," said Medium Dave. "You're just someone in a pointy hat. This is my brother Banjo. That's Peachy. This is Chicken."
The wizard looked desperately at Tea Time.
I didn't want to come."
"Mr. Sidney here is indeed a wizard," said Tea Time. "A student, anyway, but down on his luck at the moment, hence his willingness to join us on this venture."
"Exactly how far down on his luck?" said Medium Dave.
The wizard tried not to meet anyone's gaze.
"I made a misjudgment to do with a wager," he said.
"Lost a bet, you mean?" said Chicken Wire.
"I paid up on time," said Sidney.
"Yes, but Chryso Praise the Troll has this odd little thing about money that turns into lead the next day," said Tea Time cheerfully, "so our friend needs to earn a little cash in a hurry, and in a climate where arms and legs stay on."
"No one said anything about there being magic in all this," said Peachy.
"Our destination is probably, you should think of it as something like a wizard's tower, gentlemen," said Tea Time.
"It isn't an actual wizard's tower, is it?" said Medium Dave. "They got a very odd sense of humour when it comes to booby traps."
"No.
Guards?"
"I believe so, according to legend, but nothing very much."
Medium Dave narrowed his eyes.
"There's valuable stuff in this tower?"
"Oh, yes."
Why ain't there many guards, then?
The person who owns the property probably does not realise the